Audio Mo 22 June 22nd, 2015. Boss Jock Report. Very lovely Audio Mo. Day number 22. Ed and I were passing notes on some stuff we're working on back and forth over messages all day today. But Boss Jock Ed, first thing he hit me up with this morning was like the internet breaks. Obama is on Mark Maron WTF show. This is very exciting. This is a milestone. You know, milestone for audio on the internet, podcasting, new media. Pretty cool. This was a, after having the great successes of Serial this year and how that's blown the doors open with the podcasting format, and Edison Research saying that listening's up 18% this year and that sort of thing. To hear about President Obama on the WTF Mark Maron show, that's pretty exciting. Also, because we used to work at Libsyn, so that's very exciting that it was the Libsyn platform got that that boost. And Mark Maron we had the pleasure of you know, building stuff for Mark Maron back in the day. So I got to meet him twice personally. He was a very, very nice guy. So we were always rooting for his success, and man, oh man. So President Obama on WTF, and I haven't listened to it yet. It was a busy day. I'm going to listen to it, and then I'm going to talk about it. But just pretty excited to see that happening. And he even went to the garage, the Mark Maron garage. It's pretty cool. Because that, you know, that had to be I'll speculate. There had to be some idea that, you know, this was a way to communicate, to get through to certain people to embrace podcasting, the platform, and engage it in a way on a guy working out of his garage. Sort of a Cinderella story, comeback tale, I don't know. All that good stuff. So congrats to WTF with Mark Maron and Libsyn for hosting that podcast. Must have been some heat on those servers, I would guess. Smoking hot servers. And I saw this on the Libsyn feed. The New York Times had an article called Podcasting Blossoms But in Slow Motion. It said, don't call podcasting a bubble or a bust. Instead, it's the rarest thing in technology. A slow, steady, and unrelenting, persistent digital tortoise that could eventually, but who really knows, slay the analog behemoths in its path. That was a cool quote. Cool article on the New York Times. If you're interested, Google it. Podcasting Blossoms, New York Times. Freaky Foof Old School Game Loop. Seems fitting. Good victory song. Also on Audio Boom, Mel Pesco asked, so what do you think about the potential use of the Apple Watch as a production tool? And she asked if I was recording from the watch for the yesterday's Audio Boom. No, I wasn't. And in fact, you can't record from the watch yet. Because they don't provide you access to the onboard microphone. But it's going to get interesting as the new Apple Watch like the WatchKit 2 SDK, which is like version 2 of its like iOS number. We're at iOS 8. We're going to be going to iOS 9. WatchKit 2 is coming, and that's going to give us access to the microphone. So theoretically, yeah, you could be able to record the whole thing, produce something in its entirety, theoretically, on the watch. But what do we think about it as a production tool? It's like playing... Well, I'll speak for myself. I'll speak for us both. We've been trying to track down people with watches. We're lucky we have two people that wrote in interested in beta testing that have watches. That's great. They've been hard to find, and it's also... It's hard to figure out. You know, you look at it from two ways, right? One way, it's just you want to be on board with the latest technology, the latest Apple thing, the latest device. You want to be there just because there's excitement there. There's a lot of unknowns. You know, people are excited about a thing. It could stimulate, you know, hype, that kind of thing. But then also you want to get a... Because, you know, we're in the business of building a tool. We're attempting to build something that's useful. So, you know, not flash in the pan stuff. We want to distill what it is that could be improved. What does that form factor allow you to do that you couldn't previously do? What are its strengths? That kind of thing, you know? Because otherwise you're just trying to jump on a hype train or something. I don't know. I guess it's... We've been talking about it a lot, and we're trying to keep trying to be as honest as possible about what its potential is and how we should consider using it or building it into our app platform. But it's brand new, and it's not brand new. Still feels new. It's new to me. Had it about 3 days, but I don't know. How are we going to handle it? How are we going to use it? I don't know. We're still working that out. But we got a couple ideas. I'll leave it at that tonight. Nighty night, everybody. Audio Mo 22. Good year for Audio Mo.